KNOM Update News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur, and it's 9:02. The reindeer herders of the Seward Peninsula have endured years of declining stocks. Once they had more than 100,000 animals, now it's down to about 20,000, and the industry teeters on the edge of viability. Quirk Reindeer Herders Association sent a delegation to Washington, D.C. earlier this month to see if the federal government can help. Tom Gray of White Mountain has lost his whole reindeer herd. The problem, he says, is caribou. Their population is booming. They used to stay off the Seward Peninsula, but now they overwhelm the reindeer range during their winter migration. When they leave, reindeer leave with them. Gray, who is president of the Reindeer Herders Association, believes the caribou numbers will subside eventually, and he wants the herders to be ready to rebuild. So he went to Washington to look for help among different agencies and congressional offices.
Until the caribou quit coming, there's not a whole lot we can do other than try and figure out who can help us and who we need to know in the system. And we understand we have to help ourselves, but there's also programs out there that can help us.
So in addition to meetings and office visits, the herders held a reception. The idea was to present their product, present a slideshow to illustrate their situation, and, says Gray, meet people.
We're going to need help someday revitalizing the industry, so it's these folks out here that are going to be able to help us. We don't know these folks, so first thing we need to do is understand Washington, understand the people.
Inupiats on the Seward Peninsula have been herding reindeer since the 1890s, when the animals were imported from Siberia. In the 1920s and 30s, Alaska reindeer was heavily marketed and available in hotel restaurants across the U.S. Gary Finstad, a reindeer researcher at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, says that the industry is at such a low point that production can't even keep up with in-state demand. So meat from Canada and Europe fills the gap.
As a program manager for the reindeer research program, I am embarrassed about that. We have to import reindeer meat into the state of Alaska to produce Alaskan reindeer sausage. And we need to change that. And that's one of the reasons we're here.
One problem is a lack of government-inspected slaughter facilities on the Seward Peninsula. Without them, the meat can't be sold nationwide. Finstat hopes mobile slaughter units can be deployed to help the industry.
You know, we're having problems that the cattle industry had probably in the 1920s and 1930s, and we're dealing with those problems today, you know, predation and rustling and, you know, no infrastructure and difficult to get products to market.
But livestock producers benefited from $58 million in federal subsidies last year, according to the Environmental Working Group. The Seward Peninsula herders are mostly shut out of those programs. Finstat says it's because the government doesn't see the reindeer as livestock, and the traditional meat producers want to keep it that way.
We would offer some very stiff competition. We put out a beautiful meat product, low fat, low cholesterol, high protein, high mineral, very tender, and it's raised on in pristine conditions, pristine ranges, a very wholesome, wonderful product.
So maybe someday if the caribou leave, if the reindeer herders rebuild their stock, if they solve their production problems, maybe someday reindeer will sit beside bison in American supermarkets. The Alaska Army Corps of Engineers met with D.C. headquarters on Monday. The topic at hand, where the Corps will construct a deep draft port in western Alaska. Three areas on the Seward Peninsula remain as potential locations: Nome, Port Spencer, and Cape Riley. The port could be built at one, two, or even at all three of these sites. On Monday, the Alaska Army Corps of Engineers was hoping D.C. would select a port location or at least narrow the list of options. Instead, headquarters asked the team to gather more data on cargo movements in and out of Nome's current harbor. Lorraine Cordova is the project's technical lead. She says the Corps will choose the site with the greatest national net benefit. The main motivator for constructing a deep draft port in western Alaska, Cordova says, is higher efficiency for industry and security. From the Seward Peninsula, the nearest deepwater port is in Dutch Harbor, 800 miles southward. 800 miles is the distance from New York City to Jacksonville, Florida, and that distance could soon prove hazardous. With sea ice diminishing, Arctic vessel traffic is rising exponentially. In addition, more offshore drilling opportunities are opening. The Alaska Corps mapped a 13-fold increase in traffic through the Northern Sea Route between 2012 and 2013. Last year, they predicted that traffic to multiply 30-fold over the next 8 years. As Arctic activity escalates, so does the risk for accidents such as oil spills and incidents requiring search and rescue. Such operations often entail international coordination and a deep draft port. The Department of Defense's recent release of its Arctic strategy, Cordova says, has brought more attention to the need for such a port in western Alaska. The document states the necessity of Arctic search and rescue partnerships and oil spill response for ice-covered waters.
Certainly helps to raise the level of awareness, especially for our friends back in D.C., so that they know that we are an Arctic nation and that there is a viable project out there for the Corps of Engineers to be engaged in.
Currently, the largest obstacle facing the Corps, Cordova says, is the logistics of constructing a deepwater port in rural Alaska. Unlike projects in the lower 48, the Corps would not be deepening a port. Rather, it would be assembling entirely new infrastructure.
We don't have the marine infrastructure that is typical for many of our lower 48 companies. We're looking at brand new infrastructure as opposed to trying to improve upon existing infrastructure for the movement of commodities and people and et cetera, et cetera.
The Corps plans to release a feasibility review of the selected port location the first week of March 2014. The decision will then stand for 30 days of public review. The Alaska Corps plans to visit Nome in early 2014 to present a project update to the community. And calling all interpreters, the Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports organizers with the 2014 Arctic Winter Games need volunteers who can interpret several Arctic languages into English. The games will be held March 15th through 22nd. The game's official language is English, and many competitors speak English. However, organizers want to be ready for any possible scenario. Other languages to be represented at the games include Russian, Swedish, Norwegian, Finnish, Greenlandic, and Sami. And looking in on the price of gold in New York at this hour, gold is up $6.90 an ounce to $1,213.20 an ounce. Silver's up 36 cents an ounce to $19.96 an ounce. Zinc is at 94 cents a pound. It is unofficially 11 degrees outside the KNOM studios. 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.